You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I just want to have a nice chat with you. And the number, if you want to call me, is 800-866-8883. I want to talk to you about Russia and Putin. I've seen the scowling on people's faces when I'm watching the news on Fox. That's the only place I go as well. But the anger, hatred. I know Putin has done a lot of terrible things. But, you know, there's got to be something miraculous on occasion. And I'm about to explain it to you now. People have murdered other people. People have demoralized other people. There's murder and cruelty everywhere. And yet, where you have those kinds of people who murder and kill, you're in jail, possibly, many of them, I know for sure, because there's all kinds of stories that they have changed and become a real person and forgetting, letting go what happened in the past. And so, is it possible that Putin is one of those killers who is regretting it as I'm speaking, but he cannot stop it? There's a possibility that this person has been demoralized himself through the generations. And I see that I perceive, listen carefully, I perceive that he doesn't like what he's done deep down inside. That is the reason for him reaching our president, Trump. And people are afraid. There are people who want to fight him. What good does it do? Wouldn't it be better if he could be cured, so to speak? Because I think he does. I think, I watch, I listen, I look at the face, I listen to the sound of the voice, and you know I'm good at that. I say that the opposition is crazy. There is an opportunity here that if Russia was to join forces with America and stop messing with Syria, I'm sure that could happen with Donald Trump. And if you push him hard enough, maybe he won't be able to. But I know he sees it. I wasn't born yesterday, and nor was Donald Trump. But you people, when you hear people who are murderers and killers, there's no reprieve. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. Right? Hey, you Christians out there, you hypocrites. Justice is mine, saith the Lord. Judgment is mine, not yours. And you have to learn. I can guarantee you those who hate the idea of Putin, etc., etc., don't like to be wrong. They like to judge and judge and judge. But there's an opportunity of a lifetime here. And it couldn't hurt. And if Donald Trump can't go, I wouldn't mind going because I know how to talk to him and help him, or help him help himself. but to talk to him. It couldn't cost anything except my life, if I'm wrong. But I'm so confident that what I know is true. In other words, he's tired of murdering, killing, and making mistakes. He's just a criminal, but criminals can be redeemed. Remember what I'm saying. Do not judge. Don't scowl and hate, because he will get inside you. Whatever you hate gets inside you. So I know there's no reference for you anymore.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening again. I opened the program, and I'll say quickly that I believe that Putin... I think his nickname Putin. He's the head chief cook and bottle washer of Russia. And I have opened the program by saying this. If you push our President Trump too hard, you are the enemy of America. Treasonous. What is happening now is treasonous. And if I was him, I would... That's civil war right now. We have civil war. That's what we've got. And it's going to be ready to burst. And the left don't really care, because the left represent everything wrong with the rest of the world. All appeasers, and we have the fortune of having the good side of the force in Donald Trump. He's got guts, and he sees, and he knows how to overcome a problem like a war, like a Churchill. You know, would never have been a war had Churchill been in charge instead of Attlee, the prime minister, who was an appeaser. I say to you, I've forgot the words now, and it would be ridiculous. If Churchill would have been able to go over to Hitler and go over to him and tower over him, there wouldn't have been a war. It's that simple. You got all your trust in the dark side of the force. The left wing of the Democratic Party is treasonous. Treasonous! You're setting them up to fail. That's treason. It's equal to treason. It just hasn't blossomed into fight. I say to Trump, get the army and put them down. Take the army, the military, and put them in their place. Now, I will tell you what was going to happen. If that was to happen, they'd all pee-pee in their pants, every one of them, and that would be the end of it, because they got no guts anyway. They only have guts if they feel like they're moving forward. I know those kinds of people. Now we come to Putin. I see in him a weariness of what his life has been. And he's just an ordinary man, as a politician are ordinary men. And the people in this country want this war, this civil war, to go on and to us to give in, the right to give in. And they won't. And they're going to keep trying. And it's going to go on and on until nothing really happens except war, suffering. The people suffer when you have that treasonous behavior towards the new president. And so I would say this, if he can't go, I will be happy to go. I know how to speak with him because it's my idea. It's my idea. Well, not so much, because then I'm seems like I'm bragging. No, I'm given this. I've been given intuition. I can read people from a distance. I do this from a living. I help people from a distance. That doesn't mean to say that everybody at a distance would be, you know, be affected positively with what I say. There's only a certain kind of person who is broken and does not know how to stop being a bully or doing horrible things. Because once you are infected, imprinted in childhood, you cannot stop yourself. And if it's a murderer, you cannot stop, no matter how much you try, how much you want to be a better person. It is compulsive. It is practically hypnotic. It is hypnotic. I am an expert on hypnosis. I can't always wake people up from it, from somebody who has created that hypnotic state, because the person who has been influenced and caused to be that kind of behavior, to have that kind of behavior, that person owns that individual who's the murderer. And so Putin could have come from a family like that, and his hatred became that way. Instead of being an intuitive person, child, which he is, he's intuitive. I can see he's intuitive, and I can see he doesn't like what he does, but he has to do it. He has to be strong. He has to show that he's strong because he's afraid of being weak. That's true. That's why he has to do things to be, otherwise they kill him. See? So, but he has a way out here. I know he wants a way out. And that way out is to join forces with Donald Trump. And now I want you to think, just you do the thinking. I want you to see what would happen if that would come true. There'll be a riot in the left, in those people in the left, the Democrats, a riot. They want a war. They don't want a solution to that war. If Donald Trump was successful, he's a winner, and so is Putin. And the world will be a better place. Yes, he's a naughty boy, but there'll be lots of naughty people get better on their own. He's in a difficult situation, and so it must be demonstrated in a very simple and wise way. And if it's not possible for our president to go over there, I will go over if he will let me and talk to him. And I'm sure, I'm positive that he will listen. and everything will change, and there will be no war. But, okay, now we're going to take our call. Let me see. I see many people calling in this evening. I'm joined. I enjoy that. And we'll continue now with our callers. Jack in Philadelphia, hello. What can I do for you?
I'm having trouble with my therapist.
Yes.
They keep, I have trouble like dealing with them because they keep upsetting me.
I see on the screen that the therapist upsets him. Now, let me ask you a question. Is the therapist, is he, I'm trying to find the word. Does he tell you the truth about anything? Is he trying to tell you the truth and you may not like what you hear, but it is the truth? Can you oblige me with an answer to that, if you don't mind, please?
I'm not sure. There are times that, yeah, what I say is true, and there's other times that I know inside, I know just inside my heart that what they're saying is not true.
In other words, they really don't know what they're talking about. And you get full marks for that. Psychiatry and psychology, they haven't the foggiest idea how to help anybody. My suggestion to you is get out of there. Yeah, your intuition is telling you that they don't know what they're doing, and that upsets you, but you don't know where else to go. You can come to me. I'll help you. Tell me. What do you have, anxiety?
No, it's a very different problem that I would rather not talk about over air.
Oh, it's sexual?
Yes.
Is it, if I don't know how I can help you if you can't say anything. I can say it. Don't answer the question. Is it homosexual?
No.
Don't answer the question.
That's one thing I will answer.
I beg your pardon?
So that's one thing that I will answer. It's not homosexual at all.
Oh, okay. So I don't see anything awkward beyond that. So could you give me a hint? I work very good with hints. Because if I'm going to help you, I need a hint. And even if you can't tell me, I'll be able to figure out the rest myself. What can you tell me? I beg your pardon?
It deals with.
Is it women?
Yes.
Well. Are you looking for love? Or are you looking for revenge? Have you a revenge or a sense of revenge towards your mother or something like that? And taking it out on other women?
I'm not sure. My mom, she's that sticky sweet, do anything for you kind of mother.
Well, she's dangerous. She has destroyed you. In other words, you're codependent on her, and you secretly hate her, don't you? But you feel guilty, and in that guilt, you try to please her, and she accepts that, and having accepted it, she is more of what she was before, meaning. Spoiling you, and you feel like you're losing your manhood, and you get angry, and when the anger does not come out on your mother, it will come out on other people. You know, in nearly all anger, very rarely does it backfire on the person who makes you angry, but you take your frustration out on people weaker than yourself. Your mother is like God. She's created you in this way, and you hate her. You have a love-hate relationship with her. And am I getting close?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. May I suggest that you say to your mother, "Goodbye, mother. I'm sorry, but I see I've been resenting you for a long time. And I know you mean well. I know you've had a hard life. And you know I know you want to love me, but what you're not, you're making me a slave. And I'm hating you for that. But since I've been a small boy, the love that you're giving me isn't love. And I thought it was in the beginning, but I begin to see that I'm becoming nobody. I'm becoming dependent on you. And so I can't function. What happens if you're going to die? And I don't know how to live. I need to learn how to stand for my own self." That's what you need to say. "Mother, you have to stop playing this little game with me. I'm leaving otherwise." And off you go. And get rid of the resentment. And you cannot go unless you drop the resentment and speak without anger. Because I say to her, say to you, she cannot help what she did to you. She had a difficult time when she was young, and when she had an angry mother or an angry father, when she had that, she had this anger, being anger towards the angry parent. And when she started to grow, and she began to feel the pull and the inferiority, she decided that she's going to be the best mother that ever was. And in her little mind, she's going to say to herself all the time, "When I grow up, I'm going to be the sweetest, wonderful mother there will always be. I just want to do all this love. I want to know what love is, and I want to share love. But she doesn't know how. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's spoiling you. She's demoralizing you. You're codependent on her. And she doesn't see it. And because she doesn't see it, you're a man enough to see that I know she can't see it. There's got to be a way for you to help her see it, and I'll tell you how you do it. You become a real man, and you realize that your mother doesn't know what she was doing wrong. She thinks she's doing the right thing, and she's happy that way, and you don't want to spoil it. I say you do need to spoil it, but you mustn't have any anger. You must realize of herself, she can do nothing, and of yourself, you can do nothing. You need to find a calm understanding. Oh, my God, my mother's done this, and she doesn't see it. She doesn't see it, so she can't stop. And then when you get angry, you feel guilty. And when you feel guilty, you feel like you owe your obedience and to make it up to your mother. And it's a vicious cycle. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you are.
Am I right? Wrong, did you say?
No, I said you are correct.
Yes. So your cure, you don't need a psychiatrist. You only need your common sense and the courage to upset your mother. Because when you speak to her, for sure, she'll be upset. But that's good. And if she gets upset, don't be upset yourself. When she gets upset, because she thinks she will think that she has failed, that's all right. You need to say, "Now, mother, if you're going to start crying, I'm going to go. I know you meant well, but you don't know what love is. Love is freedom, and you have never let me be free. You've always done things for me that I should have seen for myself as I grew older, and you never let go. I know you haven't seen it, and you may not want to see it, but I'll give you a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and I'll go out on my own and start my own life. And if you don't get, if you promise me you won't get upset because I said I'm saying this, we'll be friends again. I'll honor you. But if you come after me, I don't want us. I don't want any more of this love. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but I now found out what I never knew. I was programmed when I was a little boy, and I've been that way ever since, slave of you. And I know you never meant it. I know you meant no harm. I know you would do the best you could, but the best wasn't the right thing. You had it in your head. When I grow up, I'm going to be the best mother. No, there's two bad mothers. One that spoils, and the other one's cruel, and both are cruel. Now, can you do this? Can you get some guts and calm and not worry about hurting her feelings? Because if you worry about hurting her feelings or anybody's feelings, you'll never be a man. Stand your ground always without anger. Anger is the key. Resentment is the key. Drop the resentment of herself. She could do nothing. See, that woman, and judgment is mine, saith the Lord, so don't judge her. Let her go. Let her go and go on your way. And come and visit her every now and then to see how she's... But what you need is something, one thing more, and that is to drop anger. And to drop anger, it takes a meditation exercise. I can guide you if you go to FHU.com and download, free of charge, a 7-minute meditation that will cause you to transfer your loyalty from your mother to God. And when that happens, all your emotions disappear. God will take away all your emotions, because human beings are not meant to function with emotions. Only monkeys do that, and animals. Animals' emotions run, fight, eat each other. No, human beings have light and love from God, and it flows through you. It flows through Jesus. And as it flowed, it flowed into the apostles. And when it flows to the apostles, it flowed through the people they encounter. So the love of God flows and exponentially 2, 4, 8, 16. In other words, it grows like that, and it's all this is coming through you, and nothing, you're not doing it. God's love is in you, and it will flow through you in a way that carries an authority to overcome what's wrong with your mother. In other words, you're going to be a man. When you be still and you let God take away emotion, which has been put into you when you came into the world, when you came into the culture, all the emotions in the culture, all the wicked ones, all the lies, all the potentials, all the different people who pretend to be what they're not. It's all around, and none of it's real. Only occasionally you'll find a real person, like myself. I can tell you exactly what it is with the smallest amount of information you gave me. And if you listen to me, you'll be free by tomorrow. Are you okay now, Jack?
Yes. Thank you. That was very helpful.
That I'm glad to be of service. Well, how do you like what I just did? I didn't really do it. God in me he doth it all. But Jesus said the same thing. Of myself I can do nothing. The Father within me, he doth it. And he doesn't take any credit. That's the beauty. And if you don't take the credit, love will always flow forever. All right. The number to call, 800-866-8883. This is becoming, I think, the kind of radio program I like to do. I love to help people, and all I need is a teeny, teeny, teeny little clue, and I will fix, I will understand the rest of it where you don't. But the light that comes through me, in other words, what I said to that man, I didn't say it. God said it through me. I'm an old geezer. I'm almost 90. I should be in bed or something. But I'm on the station, and I can do 3 hours if you call. I'll do another hour, and then I'll do another hour. I'll make it 3 hours. I will do as many time, much as I can to help you before I leave this earth. Okay? I love what I'm doing. And my Creator takes the credit of that. God is love. I want to tell you quickly, you do not dare say, I love God, because that's putting him in down. God only loves. And so you need to find his love. Adam was separated from the divine love in the very beginning, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but and disconnected to the woman. And beyond the woman, there's the dark side in that moment. There's two realms. One is called the light, and one is called the darkness. And if you close your eyes right now and go into a dark room, you'll see little pixels floating across the screen of your closed eyelids. Now, how would you see that? You have to ask yourself a simple question. Put the light out. Dark. Close your eyes, and you can see your thoughts. You can see little flickers of light moving across the screen of your mind. What is causing you to see that? Another set of eyes? Well, something like that. That's why we call it the light. Okay, and we're going to take our next call. Donna in Salem. Hello. Hello, Donna. Donna, what can I do for you?
Hi, Roy. Hi, Roy. Hi. I enjoy listening to your show. My question is, I'm caught in the medical matrix. I've been dealing with the issue for about 2 years. But what preceded that is I went through a dark force and did something stupid. And then I went through, you know, medical doctors. And
can you hold a second? We've got a little break.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hold on, please. I just want to say something to my audience. Please support what I'm doing. There's coming a time very soon, that I may not be around anymore. And I'm going to be leaving everything I've ever done for everybody on earth for free. We haven't set that up yet, but we will after we finish this movie that's going to be made about yours truly. And if you have any interest in joining this, you need to call the office and leave your telephone number, and we'll get somebody to... if you had an interesting experience, with what I'm doing, that would be nice. I know there's hundreds of thousands, and not everybody hears me these days, because when I help everybody, I don't hold them to myself. I want them to be free and forget me and go on with what I've shared with you, which is the same thing. Light will shine through you, and you will be able to, you see your family come together again, and all the bad things happen for good, for those that love the Lord, so to speak. And so, I've said my piece. Support me just for a little longer, and keep supporting me if it's possible, because when I start to release everything for free, it will start with be still and know. And that will happen while I'm still alive. And while we're putting together all the rest of it, which will take years. But we're going to give what's most important, Be Still and Know, which is available on download for very, very, very small amount of money. But I want it to be free. And because those who get benefit from it intuitively give donations and are grateful. That gratefulness spreads to people who cannot be grateful because they haven't got any money. But as the world begins to get iPhones, they can log in to fhshu.com, and even though everybody has the iPhone, sooner or later they share. It's going to be huge. So it's not walking over mountains like Jesus had to do. We got iPhone, and it's instant. And those who cannot afford it can get better. And maybe they can never give anything for it. But we stay alive by those who can afford to be gracious. And that's all I want, to keep it going until everybody on earth has the opportunity to find the truth that sets you free and find that light within them. Thank you. All right. Now we're going to go back to Donna. And here we are again.
Roy.
Sorry, Donna. Would you just state it the way you started to state it? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What happened is I'm caught up in the medical matrix, and I made a foolish mistake about maybe around 2011. And
what was that? What was it?
I went down a dark path and was promiscuous. And
I
was caught up in the medical matrix with a certain situation of not feeling well. And what happened is I returned and started listening to your program, and the answer came to me. Now I'm left with the resentment of why they didn't help me and listen to me when I was telling them what my symptoms were. But it's a resentment.
But in other words, you come to the conclusion that your problem was caused by resentment.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In other words, you can't stop it, can you?
I can't. And,
but you can't. That's true. Let me see if I can go back again.
Okay.
We're not representing the beginning of the human race like Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. They did the wrong things. And we'll put that aside for the time being, because there's a time that God will forgive them for that. But what it did was set in motion that the woman is more powerful than the man. And the man is addicted to the woman's love. But the woman's mm-hmm. love is not love. It's coming from the dark side of the force. And it's very, mm-hmm. very dangerous. And so what a woman needs is a man that loves the hell out of them. And you, in your ignorance, and that's not, I don't mean to be rude, but not knowing, not understanding because you didn't come into an understanding world. You came into a world that doesn't understand what I'm saying, and that and mm-hmm. many people, well, more than people, but people in the government that love the power. Everybody who loves power wants you to be emotional, wants to keep you upset, wants to, and when you get upset, you get sick in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of money to be made to keep you sick and get make you feel better, only to make you worse. Because mm-hmm. the only cure is forgiveness. But the scripture is beautiful because it says, "Revenge is mine, saith the Lord." That's beautiful. It means when people do wrong to you, and you know that it's wrong, sit quietly for a moment, consider it, and say, "Yes, God is the only person that can save me." In other words, if you are a judge, I'll tell you a little story. Mm-hmm. It was in Houston, Texas, and I was sitting in my living room, spread-eagled with my hands on the sofa, and my ankles were locked together. You know how that looks when you mm-hmm. are relaxed. Yeah. All of a sudden, I begin to feel like I was moving at light speed, bang, just like that. And all of a sudden, I stopped without any percussion. And in other words, it was the speed of light. It's like the speed of light. And by the speed of light, it stops. And my eyes, I couldn't open them. I can see through the eyelids color everywhere, but I couldn't open my eyes. And then a voice said to me, "Adonai Elohim." That's Hebrew for God. I didn't know what it was. I knew it was a name for God twice. Adonai is the common language, which is okay to regard God. Elohim is that you cannot say those words in Israel. But I can talk about it because it is really not important to me. I understand God has, you have to find some way of expressing yourself. That it's something like love that one can never see, but it's a realm, and he loves you. And he builds a universe, and he creates people, me, you, other people. And yet, in the whole universe, he loves what he's created, brought into being as a man and a woman. But the way that's important is each person having been born not in sin. Nobody has been born in sin. Don't let anybody tell you that you've been born in sin. You were born innocent. And I defy anybody to play the game with me. When you come into the world, you cannot say the baby is a sinner. But the thing is, he becomes a sinner, but not out of his fault. Because when you come into the culture, and the culture in America is ugly. The culture in America is a disgrace. I mean, it is. And so when you come into the world, it's either your mother got to you or your father got to you, and they had a bloody big argument, and you saw the destruction of your family and the dishonesty and all those things. And so when you came into the world and you have an awareness and you can see at 2 years old, something is wrong. But when you, as you see something wrong and the parent is disturbed, the parent senses that you have, you're looking at them, and you're seeing them for what they are, but they don't know. There's no way I can explain that to them. There's no way you can explain it to them, and they don't even know why they get impatient with you. And so when they get impatient with you, and when everybody else gets impatient with you, then you begin to become imprinted, and you no longer are yourself. You see? And when you're no longer than yourself, you struggle, trying to fix yourself. But nobody can fix themselves. Nobody on earth can fix it or turn it back. But the beauty of this is that you have never sinned at all. In other words, your mother having the same problem as you're having, and great-grandmother, and great-grand, all the way back to Paradise Lost, they all have passed it on. And so every child that comes into the world comes in the world with innocence, but is sullied by the fact that they were born into the culture, and the culture came into you, and you cannot get rid of it. But if you want to get rid of it and find the meaning of life, you got to know that your emotions have to be taken away, because only through your emotions can you be made worse. And so God has prepared something for those that love him, and it's called the light. And if you close your eyes and go in a dark room, and you close your eyes, and you'll see little pixels moving across the screen of your mind, and you've probably seen it before you go to sleep. But if I just ask you to look at it that way, something beautiful happens. And I suggest that you go to the FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and get it and download 7-minute meditation. There's no religiousness in it. There's only a way to find a relationship to God instead of the relationship to the world into which you came. And you will live happily ever after. All right. Donna, did you understand that?
Yes, I did. The real resentment is toward my father, and
it doesn't matter who it is.
Remember, it doesn't matter. But yes, you did answer my question.
Yes,
very much so.
If you can drop that and let God be judge, it's because if you judge and you have the hold of anger towards him, you'll only get worse. Mm-hmm. But also, you're playing God, and so when you play God, God feels guilty. That's you. In other words, God is never guilty, but you play God, and judgment is mine, saith the Lord. But then when you feel guilty, then you forgive. Well, that's just as bad as judgment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Only God can forgive.
I got it.
You're okay.
Well,
you're going to be fine.
You answered my question and then some.
Lovely. God bless
shalom.
You.
Shalom. Shalom, right. And God bless you.
Shalom, too.
Thanks. Shalom.
Bye. Well, it seems like we're doing some good. Huh? And, the number is 800-866-8883. And the program is slowing down a little bit right now. And what I want, so since I have a little time left, I have on a piece of paper what we need to solve our problems. I mean, America. I'll begin again from the beginning. I say that there are people who don't want Donald Trump to go to Russia or Russia come to him. Because if that happens, it will happen, and if it does happen, it's only because Putin was born in very difficult circumstances, and he rose because he got stronger and stronger and stronger, and he has to do these things in order to have to keep order. But he's feeling uncomfortable. There's something decent about that man. I know that. There's something good, there's something deeply good in that man, no matter how many people he killed. Yes, the program number is 9022. Get a copy of it. I just wanted to start the program all over again, just to bring it forward, that the left wants war, but it would be better if Donald Trump takes that state of condition. In other words, the left are not right. The left are treasonous, and they follow treasonous people. It's not just people. I don't know what to call them. But you see them, and they have that hatefulness. And there's a civil war. And if the people on the right do not take a stand now and allow them to demoralize all of you and cause you to lose faith in Donald Trump, making it very difficult for him, as strong and noble as he is, then the next time there's an election, you're going to have Obama stuff, and that will be the end of your country and the world. The fact that Donald Trump is a real man and the rest of them are haters of good. Yes, the left are haters of people who are decent. And there's a whole lot of them. Half the country, at least, is like that. And where you find them, in welfare. As many people as welfare that he can get, whoever it is. And has the right to choose the next president. You see, what he's got, what the left has, and whoever's controlling it, whoever's playing this game is from another country. Another country, not Russia. Other countries. Because, and the worst of it is that, how can I say it? I have welfare. Welfare grows. With Obama, welfare was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and everything was free. And guess who was paying for this? People who work. Embolden the people who don't work. There's something very dangerous about that. There's something glorious about that. There's something wrong about that. And Obama understood that. And he gave them all kinds of nice things and iPhones and things like that. And the whole idea is to spoil them and to vote for him. And if that happened, all the people on Earth, instead of having a man that is enlightened and to bring the world to a better place, what will really happen is America will collapse, and so will it happen all over the world. And if God did not intervene, no one would survive. I hope you understand that. I didn't have the vocabulary. I'm very old. I'm near 90. And so I do the best I can. And if it's necessary, I would be happy to go to Russia and have a nice chat with him and bring him in, and so that the world will become a better place. There's something decent in that man. There is something decent in a murderer, because the murderers, I have learned that the murderers and the wicked ones, the gang members and the horror of it all, they came into the world and the world came into them. You see? And so you're breeding angry, hateful people and emboldening them and getting them to re-elect you, and then make them dependent on making sure that they are loved, and give them what they don't deserve. And Obama, the kind of person like Obama, loves the worst in those people, and the worst in them hate the good. Those people who work for a living and have families and are decent, they will diminish, and then we'll have a Hitler kind of thing, because there'll be more of them with more power than you do. You're just a slave. You'll find yourself a slave working and them enjoying hating your virtues and making you a slave. And it will spread throughout the world. America is the world's best chance for everlasting happiness. My name is Roy Masters. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried my best to help a couple of people. I've also put my nose into a little bit of politics and politicians, and I couldn't find the words politicians. There shouldn't be politicians. They're dangerous. I'm just an ordinary man, and your president is an ordinary man. He's made his mistakes, and he's come to be a better person, just like you. You've made your mistakes, you've done some bad things, but you have been forgiven before you were born. Claim it and live forever. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.